Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
A new bill is being introduced to the California State Legislature that would set penalties and violations for selling fountain drinks that hold more than 16 ounces. So retailers selling soda that contains more than 16 ounces, they could get penalties for this. This is a way of trying to curb obesity, diabetes, dental disease, and heart disease, all based on the consumption of sugary drinks, like energy drinks and soft drinks and sweet teas and sport drinks. Do we need a law for this?
Yes.
Yes. It's so funny because there's already so many people that are way more passionately against it than Rain that I'm already seeing, of course, on social media, but like even on the news, they went around and like got the opinions of people on sidewalks, you know, because thank God I needed to know what that lady thought about it. And they're all just like, what kind of like what Rain said, but way more passionate. And they're just like, when are we allowed to live our own lives? And it's like, we've demonstrated as a society that we cannot be trusted.
Well, I mean, it's funny you say that because I like got into a heated debate years ago with like several members of my family. And I basically said the same thing, like, clearly we can't handle it.
Right.
But I think the other reason why this is a very good idea is there is so much garbage in our food now, and most people just don't know it. Like I know, apparently everybody knew this, but like my husband recently got like gunk off of my car battery using Pepsi.
Oh yeah.
And oh my God, he's drinking so much Pepsi. He's putting something that'll erode acid off of my battery.
Well, it's not even that. It's not, I mean, that's bad. But that's not even, like, just strip it down to what people already do know and don't care. Like, there is,
I don't know that people know as much as you think.
People know that there is sugar in soda.
But they don't know how. I don't think a lot of people know how much.
So when you look at, there was a guy, it might have been the guy who's introducing this legislation, holding up just a simple 12-ounce bottle of Coke.
Okay.
And then right next to it, he was holding up, it looked like a pack of condoms. Like, how many sugar packets are in that? Now, if you saw a kid just opening that many sugar packets and pouring them into his mouth, you'd be disgusted.
Right.
You'd be horrified. What are you doing? But we're okay with it. Listen, my wife and I are leagues away from being good parents. But the only thing that we seem to have gotten right was we never, ever gave our kids soda. Ever. And Connor is almost seven years old now. He had his first sip of soda maybe 7 months ago, and he was disgusted by it. And it's like, well, we did that one thing right, that they prefer water with their meals.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And if we need something that is like this, like if you had we all see the warnings that are on packs of cigarettes and the fines if you sell cigarettes to a kid or anything like that. You know what I mean? But there's nobody that would be against that now, really. You don't see people on social media being like, when are they going to let 10-year-olds buy cigarettes?
I mean, that's kind of a good point. Like, it is, we have been totally okay with other things that the state or government has told us, like, this is so bad, we have to put some rules and regulations behind it. And we're, although, do we think, like, when the Surgeon General's warning first went on cigarettes, people were outraged?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, they were.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So we'll come around.
Are you going to come around?
So I don't normally drink soda anyway. Like, I'll drink it once in a great while. But I do think, though, like, I agree with you on maybe waiting to introduce your kids to it. Because I've seen where, oh, God, how old was that girl? She had to have been three. They were pouring root beer in a bottle and diluting it with water.
Oh,
who did this?
I'm not going to say. But I will say that was like my, yeah, this is not a good parenting plan.
Okay, obviously, like, I mean, we are parents that do sometimes let our kids have soda. So, you know, whatever. Obviously, like, yeah, probably don't give kids soda. But this is also about grown-ups, too.
It's about both, but definitely start it, though, before their kids, before they get a taste for it.
Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you want to say?
I used to drink 364 ounces a day.
Ugh. Jeez.
Now, that gave me kidney stones.
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor. The doctor told me to get 6 cans of Classic Coke. Not the new Coke, the classic. Drink all 6 as quickly as I possibly could, and it would dissolve the kidney stones.
And did it?
I called him out on it because I thought he was joking. He wasn't. I did it, and it actually dissolved the stones.
What?
How scary is that?
I mean, that also makes it seem like this doctor existed at the turn of the century.
Well, but he's saying it worked.
This was 1997.
How do you know it worked? Did you go in for like another scan?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I think it's okay that we tell people moderation is your friend. And if you can't handle it, maybe we have to force you to handle it.
Somebody just texted in, and this is kind of the theme for like what I've seen everywhere. We are adults. If we want to drink soda, I should be able to drink soda.
You can still drink soda.
But I think that there should be somewhat of a penalty against that because.
Not a penalty.
Here, well, that's there because there's lots of things part of this legislation. But like, if you get heart disease, that affects everyone because the more and more people that get sick when they didn't have to, that raises the cost of everything.
Right.
And we all, even if you're a super healthy person, we're paying higher stuff because you wanted to drink soda so much.
Right. And, I mean, we're saying all this as fat people.
Right.
So.
I wish that I wasn't.
Don't get us wrong. There are lots of things that legally we should not be allowed to put in our mouths.
That's true, too. It's like stuff that can scrub kidney stones out of our bodies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.